What sensation did you get when you started that?
Lorraine?
I started the Blue Dot, and at first I couldn't decide on which one I wanted to go with. I finally decided I would go with I Want to Be Healed. Mm-hmm. So I started the dot that I want to be healed, and all of a sudden the blue dot started getting more red, and red got into it, and I just kept saying it. And then I got a headache, a real sharp pain on the side, and I just kept saying it, and then I got nauseous. I just kept saying it, and I was like, grateful when you said we could stop.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes when the healing process is a little painful sometimes, so maybe it's working. Okay, did anybody see kind of motion in the dot? You did? Yeah. What I saw, it kind of amplified my aura, so I could see my aura kind of bouncing around inside the dot. Made it look like a universe in there almost.
It's like the edges of between the blue and the red would light up.
Yeah.
When I kind of looked around, wherever I was looking, it would light up.
Hmm. Okay. Well, how about you, James?
Yeah, it almost like they would all merge together so that the became all blue as opposed to just red. So it's interesting, the effect seems to almost get lost in the blue.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, it's just about like you could jump in that blue dot. Feels like. Okay, any other comments on experiences with the blue dot?
I got an impression of like the nativity scene. Mother and child just encapsulated right in the center of it. And when I focused on that, I got family, you know, unity. I was going in for you.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, any other comments? Okay, this is a really good exercise to do. I mean, it's a good meditation tool because it's almost like plunging, the blue dot almost like represents the universe to your consciousness. And you can look at it and kind of visualize yourself, you know, leaving all the worlds of form and going to the formless almost. Okay, the thing that produces ill health probably more than any other thing, we just got time maybe to talk about that, is suppression, which Adam brought up. And fortunately,
when John talks about two different kinds of diseases, or two different categories of cause of disease, and one of them, what were those two?
Congestion
and inflammation.
Right. Yeah, all disease breaks down in those two categories. Cancer, for instance, is a disease of congestion. You know, and then there's other diseases of inflammation, like a rash would be a disease of inflammation, anything that's a rash or inflammatory. And congestion is caused by some type of suppression. Cancer is caused by suppression. And inflammation diseases is caused by giving out too much energy, getting too angry, letting your emotions be released too strongly. No. So one, your emotions are out there too much, and the others, they're too much inside, whereas the balance, you need the balance where they're not too much one way or another.
Suppression can be shown in your handwriting, in your M's. M's and N's. Let me draw a suppressed M. In a suppressed M, we have what is called retracing, where you follow the line right back up. Okay, that's a retraced M, except it's filled in. And so in handwriting where you have a retraced M, it shows suppression. If you have these, well, you need to look in your life to where
there is suppression. And sometimes it's hard to spot because
what happens, especially if you have rounded letters, if you have rounded letters, it shows you really like to get along with people. You don't like arguing. So if you make a rounded M, shows you, you know, a good-natured person. If you have retrace on top of this,
it would indicate
that
you, if somebody hurts your feelings, you don't want to create any waves, you don't want to create any problems, so you just bite your tongue and hold the feeling in. And this causes, this can cause all kinds of interference with the flow of energy in your body.
Now, here's the type of M where there's no suppression, where instead of retracing, the letters break. You know, let me write it like, in other words, if they write an M like this, or but the lines don't follow up like this. Now, about half the people suppress to some degree. Some suppress a little bit. That's not too dangerous if you just suppress a little bit. But some people suppress a lot. And these people need to find a release mechanism. First of all, they need to find where they're suppressing. Now, oftentimes, where they're suppressing is hard to find because if they make rounded M's, it shows they really want to get along with people. So they don't even like the idea of them having a negative thought to suppress to begin with. So sometimes there is denial in here also. So if there's denial and suppression, the person may be suppressing, but even denies facing that fact that they have anything to suppress. Because oftentimes the thought process goes something like this. I'm a good person, therefore since I'm a good person, I don't feel anger. You know, I'm not angry at this person. I'm not angry at my husband, I'm not angry at my kids, I'm not angry at anything. And so the person talks himself out of the idea that he has anything negative to suppress, that everything is normal. And so with some people, it's really difficult. Now, most people, when I find suppression in their handwriting, within a little bit of investigation, the suppression is obvious. In other people, it's difficult to find where the suppression is. But all of us suppress a little bit once in a while, but most people find some type of release, but then there's a lot that don't. There's people that find suppressed feelings from when they were teenagers. You know, and still haven't gotten them out of their system. And then these type of people will often have health problems related to clear back to when they're a teenager also. So, our teenage years are very fragile years. So this suppression is something to look for. On the other hand, the other extreme may be write my name Joseph. And if you write something like that, you know. Maybe this guy just has so much energy going out, he's in danger of getting a rash. Because he's got all his energy going out all the time. So you can, these are the two extremes in handwriting.
What's the other illness for out, going out?
Inflammation.
I know. Other
well,
than
inflammation. What all would be inflammation? Rash is the obvious thing. Infection of some kind that produces the inflammation.
Say it again?
There's infections that produce inflammation. There's inflammations that even affect the heart, the lungs.
Arthritis is an inflammation.
Okay, osteoarthritis is an inflammation, but rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease.
It's a little bit of both, you could say, because arthritis is inflammatory, yet it also is caused by accumulation of extra calcium, which is something that's a congestion. So arthritis might be caused by a little bit of both extremes, you know. But
my son has that kind of handwriting, and he does get a rash quickly and often.
Does he?
He really,
really
extrovertish?
Yeah.
I get a rash every time I sign the check and the money keeps going out.
Yeah, that's inflammatory, isn't it? Okay. So you can look at the handwriting, and the thing to look for is that retracing. But then the inflammatory part is harder to see. Some writings, if the writings are balanced yet still, you know, go crazy.
Some of these people have enough self-control to, you know, channel their energies correctly, and others don't.
But if a person really has a wild type of writing,
you know they got a lot of energy going out. They don't take enough time to sit back, contemplate, relax, and
think about things.
Okay. Any questions? Yeah, I don't know if we've got time for another subject or not. Why don't we take off for lunch? And then Artie's going to give us the class.